Tens of thousands of people are homeless in Colorado Springs this morning as massive wildfires continue to rage close to the city.
We just flew over the fires and we could just see the path that they came down out of the hills. It was like looking at a military invasion. When you get weather like we've just seen, it's dry, it's hot, and then you get those winds. We have the greatest firefighters on earth fighting this fire, and there's nothing that they can do when you get this kind of weather.
That's Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper speaking yesterday. An aerial photograph shows about 300 homes in Colorado's second largest city have been reduced to rubble. Fire crews are fighting to save the U.S. Air Force Academy. President Obama will visit the area tomorrow. Joining us now from Denver with an update is Nathan Heffel, reporter with KUNC Public Radio in Colorado. And Nathan, it appears the fire is still only 5% contained, this Waldo Canyon fire.
Right. Yeah, the fire is still 5% contained, and it was a tough day yesterday as winds continue to pick up, much like they did when all of these homes were destroyed. And it's really been tough for firefighters to get a handle on this blaze since, of course, the flames are so close to populated areas. And again, just like we were saying earlier yesterday, the Air Force Academy has under evacuation notice, and it's actually moving closer to Douglas County, which is actually quite a ways away from Colorado Springs. So this fire is continuing to grow.
And as I understand, there's at least 9 fires. In fact, there's little fires cropping up all around. I saw news that one had cropped up in near Boulder yesterday. Is there any chance some of these fires might merge?
No, it would be very, very rare if that would happen since Boulder and Colorado Springs are quite far apart. But what's going on is every afternoon there are these high base thunderstorms where you have lightning and some rain, which people, it's great to see rain, but there's not a lot of it. And these lightning strikes hit this tinder dry earth and just set these spot fires. And you also have from the bigger fires, these large embers, which can travel for miles. And those start things called spot fires, which are fires well outside of a larger fire zone.
Nathan Heffel is a reporter with KUNC Public Radio in Colorado. And exactly how many evacuees do we have at this point in Colorado Springs, Nathan?
Around 32,000 is where we're still at.
And they could be there for days?
Right. They could be out for a while. They're not coming back today, as far as I can tell.
I'm sure. Nathan Heffel, thank you so much.
No problem.
Also with us is Janice Cohen, an expert on modeling wildfires and how they spread. She's with the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado. Janice, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
You know, we've been hearing a lot of people, firefighters and fire experts, talking about the Waldo Canyon fire and how it's different from any other fire. They feel as though it's a person who's trying to outwit them. Can you explain what that's about?
Well, it changes, I guess, what they're calling their mood very rapidly. As your previous guest said, the winds change every afternoon. They drive the canyon upslope to the northwest, and then during the night you get downslope winds, and then you have thunderstorms moving through with gusts. And as these gusts produce a little bit of rain, it evaporates and provides these winds under the fire that spread the fire unpredictably in directions that weren't anticipated.
You know, one of the things we've been hearing a lot about this particular fire, Janice, is how fast it moves, that it's been surprising everybody with its speed. How are you able to evacuate people in time? How do you model the fire to know what places will be in danger?
Well, the models we use have weather models that are connected to fire behavior models, and the winds and the weather drive the fire, and as it burns fuel and produces winds, it creates strong updrafts and shifting winds in the fire environment, so we're able to capture how the fire creates its own weather.
And so therefore, even though something, I mean, a fire can't turn very quickly, you'd always know, maybe able to predict where it's going?
We can capture some of the sudden changes in the fire behavior. And one of the big factors that's been important for safety is how these environmental winds, the winds created from the fire, how they all come together to produce these sudden increases in the fire spread rate and these gusts as it moves down into the neighborhoods.
You know, it makes sense, Janice, that high winds would make it difficult to keep this fire under control. But what else is it? I mean, we heard yesterday that the Waldo Canyon fire exploded sometime Wednesday afternoon and into the evening. What about the area around Colorado Springs is causing the fire to behave this way?
Well, the whole area has been in a period of drought, and on top of that, we've had these high temperatures and strong winds with this thunderstorm gusts on top of that. There's nothing really special about that. It could happen really anywhere along the Front Range right now, but the winds from the fire are really the key. As you consume so much fuel so fast, it creates strong winds that with some of our instruments we've seen can produce bursts that are over 100 miles per hour.
Let's take a listen here. This is Colorado Springs Fire Chief Rich Brown speaking yesterday.
This is a firestorm of epic proportions. We're being watched across the country on how we handle it. And it's absolutely important that we understand that right now, as we sit and breathe right over the hill, we've got a ton of people, firefighters from the county, the city, the state, the feds, all of us, arm in arm, putting this thing out as we speak.
So, I mean, obviously there's a lot of people working on it, but at this point, I mean, I heard that you actually go out with an infrared imager to try to see through the smoke. What kind of things are you trying to detect?
With our imager, we can see through the smoke and see what's going on in the fire line. That allows us to see things like fire whirls and how fire whirls connect to each other and bend forward in these sudden bursts that spread the fire forward maybe 300 feet in a couple seconds. These are things that are invisible without something that can see through the smoke.
But those are the kind of things that make firefighters sometimes feel as though they're fighting a living, thinking being.
Exactly. It's a very dynamic environment.
And it's also dangerous, of course. What could we expect? Do we have any idea how the Waldo Canyon fire will behave over the next few days?
Well, our temperatures are going to be a little bit cooler, only in the mid-90s. And the thunderstorm gusts should settle down for a little bit, so that might give them an opportunity to make some progress.
And so, therefore, your message to the people in Colorado Springs is hang on a couple days?
Hang on.
Help is coming. Janice Cohen is an expert on modeling wildfires and how wildfires spread. She's with the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, where I understand you had a fire close to you recently. Janice, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We will continue to bring you updates on the fires in Colorado. Certainly, if you have someone there or you are there, give us a call and give us an update from wherever you are. 877-8MyTake or post at thetakeaway.org.